Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Extension Connection. Hi, I'm Melissa Roop with Ohio State University Extension here in Fulton County. And today I have a special guest, my colleague and friend from Lucas County, Patrice Powers Barker, who is the Family Consumer Sciences Educator in Lucas County. Welcome, Patrice.
Thank you, Melissa.
So, Patrice, let's talk a little bit about gardens. We're right in the middle of July, and I see a lot of great harvests coming off of gardens locally, and it's a great time of year to be harvesting, but it's also a good time of year to be planting. Can you tell us a little about a fall vegetable garden and how I would start that?
Absolutely. At this time of year when, like you said, it's so hot and we're getting really excited about harvesting some of our warm weather crops, it is also the time for us to be thinking about and planting some seeds to continue our garden harvest later into the fall.
Excellent. Now, in Ohio, it gets cooler in September and October. Is that a benefit for doing a vegetable garden now?
Yes, because particularly in Ohio, other states as well, but different plants have different preferences for temperature. So we kind of categorize a lot of our garden vegetables as cool weather crops or warm weather crops. So there are some that do a lot better in the cooler weather. A few of them can handle the frost okay, and some we even consider that they taste better after a fall frost. Some vegetables like maybe collards or kale. So there's a lot of different vegetables that can be planted now to take advantage as the weather will start to cool down.
That's great. Now, I think about so many people have shown an interest this year. This year has been a very unique year in so many ways. We can't even begin to touch it. But why would planting a garden this year be better for us? Or why should we consider it this year if we've never done it before?
Well, we know that this year with the COVID-19, a lot more people may be staying at home more often, maybe even working from home. Maybe some family members and the children might be home more often during the summer. So gardening can be a great hobby that we can do right in our own space, whether it's a backyard garden, a container garden, or even at a community garden vegetable plot. So although this year is very different because of COVID-19, gardening is a healthy activity that we can often do without increasing our risk of exposure. So even in community gardens, it's not uncommon that people have their own space, and as long as we're not gathering in crowds, can be a healthy hobby during this unusual year. Gardening and visiting nature in particular, in general, any year, we found that it's really good for our health and can help decrease stress. And then just kind of a side note that if you're growing a few vegetables, even if it's not a huge vegetable garden, you may be able to supplement some of the vegetables at your favorite family dinners without having to make extra trips to the grocery store. So kind of a win-win.
That's great. So the benefit of actually having fresh vegetables to consume is an obvious win for a garden. But as you mentioned, the family time, the physical exercise, just that peace that comes from working in the soil are definitely added benefits for this year. So Patrice, tell me, there are this fall vegetable garden that you're recommending, and now it's time to start it. How is that different than a salsa garden, which seems to be a popular trend? It's a garden that I enjoy as well with my tomatoes and my peppers so I can make salsa. So how is a fall vegetable garden different?
Right. So even kind of looking at the salsa garden, we might think of that as a theme garden. So some different vegetables that grow well together and then for our recipe go well together. So some of those vegetables you mentioned in that salsa garden, like the peppers and tomatoes, they are warm weather plants. So they love it hot like this. And as we start harvesting and making those fresh salsas, they'll be available at this time of year. Now, what's a little different about the fall vegetable garden is there's a little more focus on the cool weather crops. And sometimes these are seeds that we might plant in very early springtime and have a harvest. And then we can plant seeds again right now and enjoy them later. So if you planted like a salad garden, which maybe had some lettuce and spinach and radishes, if you did that earlier in the springtime, hopefully you're able to enjoy it. But at this time, if those plants are still in the garden, because it's so hot, they are producing their seed. They're going to seed or bolting, which means the leaves of the lettuce and spinach are probably pretty bitter. The radishes are probably too hot or sharp to be enjoyable to eat. We can plant those seeds again coming up and then enjoy that those cool weather crops as we get out of these 90 degree temperatures.
And that's my favorite time of the summer, when we do get past that 90 degree and the super hot days that we're experiencing here recently. So looking ahead to that, those warm weather, or harvesting the warm weather crops coming up right now, or we're in the process of that, looking towards those cool weather crops, can you give us an example of those seeds that can be planted for fall harvest that we might not think of traditionally?
Absolutely. I often think about a lot of the leafy greens. So it can be those things like different varieties of lettuces. It can be arugula, mustard greens, maybe some greens that we could think about cooking. So like kale and collards, also turnip greens. I like to talk about turnips as well as beets, because depending how you like to eat your vegetables might depend if you're growing that turnip and beet for the actual root of the plant, or maybe you're growing them and you're going to harvest those tops and eat it as turnip greens or beet greens. There's also carrots, and there's a couple warm weather crops that we could plant the seeds now, and they have enough time to grow before that frost, and that would be things like bush beans and summer squash like zucchini and yellow squash. So there's quite a selection of things we can be planting again this year.
That's great. Thank you so much for those tips. For more information about your fall vegetable garden, go to go.osu.edu/veggarden. Again, that's go.osu.edu/VEGGARDEN. Thank you so much, Patrice, for joining us today. This is Melissa Roop. One other thing I wanted to share with you is that we are doing pressure canner testing. So you do have those vegetables coming off of your garden here, and you're ready to process them and preserve them for the winter. Make sure to have your pressure canner tested. We have testing dates available this Thursday, July 16th, also Monday, July 20th, Tuesday, July 21st, and into later July. To register for that, please go to our website at fulton.osu.edu, or to Facebook, and you can find a link there to register online for an appointment. Thank you for joining us this week for Extension Connection. This is Melissa Roop with Ohio State University Extension for WMTR and The Buck.